Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. What does it mean for a country to have sovereignty? Most people think of territory, military power, diplomacy. But Jensen Huang once used the phrase that I keep coming back to, sovereign AI. My view is that today, if a country cannot develop, deploy, and control its own AI, its sovereignty is incomplete, no matter how strong its military, no matter how strong its military, no matter how large its territory. I break sovereign AI into four layers: infrastructure, data, algorithms, and applications and services. A gap in any one of those layers is a vulnerability. Taiwan has a natural advantage at the first layer through semiconductor manufacturing, but investment in the other three has been far from sufficient. Our public sector AI relies heavily on foreign platforms. Our data governance remains immature, and talent continues to flow out. But what concerns me most is the shadow side of all this. When a state pursues AI development in the name of technological autonomy, how do we ensure it is not then turned against its own citizens, used to surveil people, to suppress dissent? China's social credit system is, technically speaking, an implementation of sovereign AI. Ethically, it is technological authoritarianism. So yes, technological autonomy is necessary, but it must be embedded within democratic, transparent, and accountable institutions. Without that, you have not escaped one form of oppression. You have simply exchanged it for another. The location of oil is fixed. Data and computing power, on the other hand, can be built. For Taiwan, a place with no oil but deep technical capability, that is actually an opportunity. The question is whether you are willing to reach out and take it.